Hallelujah. Hallelujah, saints.
Yes.
What's going on? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love that song, Patty, the last one, feeling Jesus in this place. That is so true. Wherever his children are, he is. We bring him with us because he lives on the inside of us. But the presence is just stronger when we're all in unison and in one mind and one accord. We can really feel the presence of God or the presence of Jesus more strongly, and allowing him to have his way. Allow him to have his way. But thank you, Patty. And then I wore my shirt that said peace on it. And you was talking about peace tonight. So glory to God. I'm like, okay, I wore the right shirt. And that may sound crazy to some people out there, but I think it's just confirmation. You know, my God loves me like that. I don't know about y'all. Hallelujah. Let's go to the word before I get started. Hallelujah. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you. You are a good, good Father. We thank you. We thank you for being there for us, the good, the bad, and the ugly. You have been there for us, Lord, and we just thank you. And you said that you would never leave us and you would never forsake us. And we hold on to that, Father God, no matter what things may look like in front of us, Father, because we are not moved by what we see. We are only moved by your word. Order our steps, Father God. And Father God, tonight during the service, we bind every scheme, every attack, every assignment the enemy has sent to come against this body, this day, tonight. We bind that right now against this church, against our family members, against our finances, against our jobs. We bind it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, and we loose your peace. We loose your power. We loose your protection. We loose your provision right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And devil, we're just here to serve you notice. You have no place in this place. No place in our homes. No place in our finances. No place in our bodies. We kick you to the curb. We kick you back to the pits of hell where you belong. You are underneath our feet. We're just here to serve you notice and just let you know that in the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, as Deborah indicated, the final title of the message is Justified, Declared Righteous, because that's what justified means. We are declared righteous. And the book, which I left sitting right in my office on my desk, is by Jerry Savelle, The Fruits of Righteousness. And that's the book that this message is based off of. Actually, probably not even, it's a very thin book, but so powerful. And the message tonight is only, I think, based off just a couple of chapters in the book, maybe three chapters in the book, but I think just the first two chapters. But anyway, that's where, and God just stopped it. Whatever he was pouring into me, it just stopped. So I just kind of knew that was it. So glory to God. So as Pastor Sharon said Sunday, what did she tell us to say? We love scriptures. Okay, so I got a few for us tonight, all right? Glory to God. So we're going to start with 2 Corinthians 5 and 21. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Justified. Justified. Him, meaning Jesus, who knew no sin, became sin for us, so that in him we, saints, Christ followers, might become the righteousness of God. All of our sins was put on Jesus. Think about your past. Don't go too far though, you know. Don't stay there. All of our sins was put on Jesus at the cross. And they were so ugly, God couldn't even look at him. Because he cried out, says, Father, Father, why have you forsaken me? He forsook Jesus so we would not be forsaken.
That's right.
He couldn't even look. He turned his back on Jesus because he could not look at the sin that was all up on him. Jesus took all of that for us so we can become righteous. He took all of that. Think about it, y'all. Think about that. Our Father God can even look at his Son, his beloved Son, who he sent for us. He couldn't look at him. He switched hands. The blessing was put on us at that time. And the curse was put on Jesus at that time.
That's right.
He switched hands. See, and I've talked about this before. And God just brought it back to my remembrance. The switching of hands happened a few times in the Bible. So God could not let them do something that he had not done. Okay? It all happened. It happened. Even with Abraham, with Ishmael and Isaac. Ishmael technically was his firstborn. And the firstborn get the blessing. But that firstborn was not of God. Isaac was the promised one. That was of God. Ishmael was man-made, so to speak. But the hand switched. Who got the blessing? Joseph, when they went to Jacob, Israel, he switched hands and he gave the blessing to Joseph's younger son. Because that's what happened. So God would not allow them to do something that he had not done. He wouldn't allow Abraham to kill Isaac, sacrificing him before he sacrificed his own son for us. The switching of the hands happened. That's what happened. And that's only one scripture, y'all. I ain't even got to nothing. That's only the first thing on the message. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Y'all get that? You get that, the switching of the hands. Romans 1:17. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. That's what this walk is all about with God, is by faith. We know what he tells us. Everything that we do, everything that we believe, it is by faith. Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. There was a whole list of things before that scripture that could be given unto us. But before any of that can happen, that's where that but comes in. We've got to seek his kingdom and his righteousness. His righteousness. And righteousness means the quality of being morally right or justifiable. Justified, as I stated, is declared righteous. Righteousness is being in right standings with God. And again, like I said, this is due to all of our sins being placed on Jesus at Calvary. He was made sin. And so we were made the righteousness of God in him, because we were declared righteous. We are in right standings with God because of Jesus. We've got to receive that. It's already done, but we've got to receive it, and we've got to walk in, and we've got to talk it. We got to tell ourselves, I am the goodness of God. I am the blamelessness of God. I am the guiltlessness of God. Because, see, all of those things, the enemy will tell you, you ain't no good. He'll try to blame us. Well, you know this and you know that. Make us feel guilty. Well, you know, back in the day, you did da-da-da-da-da. He is underneath our feet. As long as you have confessed those sins before God, and God has forgiven you, and you're not practicing sinning, that's the difference.
Right.
We all fall short.
Right.
But when you practice sinning, practice, like someone, I've talked about this before, when you practice a sport, when you're practicing singing, our praise and worship team practice, they're practicing on the drums, the flute, the bass, and when all that other instruments up there. They practiced for perfection. We should not practice sin for perfection when you become a saint.
That's good. Yeah.
We don't need to practice sin. When we fall short, we need to get up, dust ourselves off, and ask God for forgiveness. As this old pastor I used to, that he's gone home to be with the Lord now, he used to say, make that legal U-turn. Make that legal U-turn and get back on the right track. Get back on the right road. Don't listen to the enemy. Everything that comes out of his mouth is a lie.
Yes.
He would twist the truth and it's still a lie. He quoted scriptures to Jesus when Jesus was in the wilderness, but he twisted the scriptures. It was a lie. A lie is a lie. There ain't no such thing as a white lie. You a liar. You just lied. You lied. The devil is a liar. That's what he does. That's who he is. He's a liar. So why do we as saints, as Christians, why do we listen to this joker? He's a liar. Everything he says is a lie. Stop believing the lies. Glory to God. I'm speaking to myself right there. Glory to God. Glory to God. Matthew 5 and 6 in the NIV. I have two versions of this. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Matthew 5 and 6 in the Message. You are blessed when you have worked up a good appetite for God. He is food and drink and the best meal you will ever eat.
Yes.
Think about the best meal you've eaten. Just think about it. Just think about it. The best meal you have ever eaten. God is so much better. God is so much better. We need to have a good appetite for righteousness. Feast on righteousness. That's going to fill us up and make us healthy spiritually. Not that junk that's going to be killing us from the inside out. Glory to God. Righteousness is the Christian doctrine. Righteousness often refers to being in the right relationship with God. Living according to God's standards of moral integrity and justice. It involves aligning one's own life with the teachings and examples of Jesus Christ. If we, Christians, as Christ followers, embrace and embody the teachings and identity of Christ, it will provide a secure foundation for oneself, a sense of oneself and purpose. But we got to identify with Jesus because that's who we are going to find out who we is. Who we is. That ain't proper English, but that goes with the flow. That's who we find out, who we are in Christ. We have to look at him as our role model. See ourselves through him. Now there's some good people in the world, don't get me wrong. There's some great people, Christians. We like things that they do, but we don't need to idolize them above Christ, above God, because we were made in the likeness of God. He made us in his likeness. We are another speaking spirit, just like our God. We can speak things into existence, whether it's good or bad. We can speak things into existence. We can speak it. We are another speaking spirit. If we live authentically, I think I said that right, and in alignment with God's truth, it will ultimately lead to spiritual safety and freedom from deception. In essence, embracing righteousness as defined by Christ and walking in truth are essential for spiritual well-being and protection from falsehood and moral compromise. It's critical, y'all. It is critical to us as Christians. It is critical. I like it where it talks about that spiritual safety. Spirit, because we have to protect our spirit. Have your spirit just ever been grieved? When you've been around certain people in certain environments, you're like, okay, yeah, some just ain't right. Some just ain't right. And your spirit just be grieved. If we are embracing righteousness, we can have that spiritual protection, that spiritual safety. As it talks about in Matthew 12:40 about Jesus going into the belly of the earth, like Jonah and went to the belly of the whale for 3 days, he did that for us. He did that for us, y'all. He did that so we can be in right standing with God. He went down into the pits of hell. He did that for us for 3 days. He did that for us. He did that so we can become righteous, justified. He paid, Jesus paid the price of our sins so we can walk in victory. We focus on the part of the scripture in John, and this one thing that Jerry Savelle called out, and it really got me. Yeah, it got me. In John 16:33, regarding the trials and what have it we have in this world, and we always talk about, you know, we're going to have trials and tribulations in this world. We know that part. But we forget about the other part. But it said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Yes, in this world, you will have trials and tribulations. But that but negates everything that's before it. That's right. We forget about it. Be careful what we say before and after the but. Uh-huh. Be careful what we say, because when you use but, it negates everything before it. Be careful where you put that. It is not about how we look, how we feel. God's word has stated, we have been made righteous, the righteousness of God in Jesus. Yeah. Need to tell ourselves, I am justified. I have been declared righteous. I have been declared righteous. You have been declared righteous. Don't allow the enemy to tell you anything different. You have been declared righteous because of what Jesus did. Romans 10:10 in the Amplified Classic. For with the heart a person believes, adheres to, trusts in, and relies on Christ, so is justified, declared righteous, acceptable to God. And with the mouth he confesses, declares openly and speaks freely his faith and confirms his salvation. We have been accepted, y'all. We are acceptable to God because of Jesus. This is why God looked at us through Jesus, a two-way mirror. Because he can't look at us directly because we sinful. No matter how holier than thou you may think you are, God have to look at us through Jesus, because he can't just look at us. So the blood, the blood. Because if it weren't for Jesus, God would have took us all out. You know that, right? Because he took people out in the Bible just like that. He took them out. But Jesus would be like, Daddy, I know they're crazy. I got them. Daddy, now remember, you know, the blood, all of that, you know, the piercing and all of that. I did that for this crazy wonder right here, okay? He's telling them, he's always interceding on our behalf. And God, I can see, okay, in my crazy mind, this is how I visualize it, how Jesus be interceding for me to God the Father. I do something stupid. God, get up. And Jesus like, Daddy, I got her. Remember the blood. Yeah, she acting stupid right now, but I got her. She acting like a fool. Rock on. That's in the Bible. she acted like a fool right now, but I remember, I got her, the blood, and God be like, you know, I'm about to take her out. Jesus like, no, Daddy, you can't take her out. She covered by the blood. It ain't her time. You can't take her out. He'd be ready to throw something down, some fireballs or something to take me out. But Jesus stopped him. Amen. That's how I visualize this, y'all. And then he sit on back down and get on one of y'all. And Jesus got to go through the whole process again. That's how I visualize this, okay? Glory to God. But we need to renew our minds to know that we are the righteousness of God. We have been made the righteousness of God through Jesus, through and in Jesus. Once we fully grasp this thought process and start to truly walk in it, there is no devil in hell that can do any harm to us. We are in the righteousness bubble of God. He can't touch us. Like, can't touch this? He can't. He can't. Once we think of, if we truly, Jesus was chilled. Now, he got mad when they were in the church doing all of that. He flipped some tables and stuff like that. But then he said, okay, whoosah. But Jesus was chill, y'all. 1 Corinthians 15:34. This is the King James Version. Awake to righteousness and sin not. For some have not the knowledge of God. I can speak this to your shame. Awake to righteousness. The Amplified Version of that. I like this. Awake from your drunken stupor and return to sober sense and your right minds and sin no more. That's what Jesus probably be telling me. For some of you have not the knowledge of God. You are utterly and willfully and disgracefully ignorant and continue to be so, lacking the sense of God's presence and all true knowledge of him. I say this to your shame. What stood out to me in this version is willfully. Willfully. We may sin unknowingly sometimes. We make that happen. We may not realize it. There should be few and far between. Because we have the word of God in us. We have Jesus in us, so we should know when something ain't right. But when we willfully, you are utterly and willfully and disgracefully ignorant. Willfully ignorant. Why would someone want to be willfully ignorant? Not getting into this. It's being willfully ignorant. Not getting into this. It's being willfully ignorant. I like that version because it hit me. It hit me. It is important to maintain a mindset rooted in the righteousness rather than focus on sin consciousness. And this one thing that Jerry Savelle really harked on in this one particular chapter. If we align our thoughts with the truth of being made righteous through Jesus on a daily basis, we can experience freedom from fear, stress, and even sickness. This perspective echoes the confidence and assurance that Jesus himself demonstrated during his time here on earth. Jesus was not pressured. Jesus was not worried about anything. Even when Lazarus died, he was chill. When the little girl died, he kicked everybody out the house with the little girl. Kicked them out. That wasn't his house. But they invited him in. He kicked everybody out. But Jesus wasn't worried. He was chill. He knew who he was. He knew. We need to know who we are. He knew he had the backing of Almighty God. Imagine if we approach things this way. When he went and called out to Lazarus, Lazarus was in the tomb. Lazarus was dead. Okay? He was dead. He was in the tomb, wrapped in the funeral clothes, the death cloth and stuff, whatever they called it. He was wrapped up. He was dead. Jesus went out and said, "Lazarus, get up, boy. Come on. We got to go fishing." Lazarus got up. But Jesus said that with authority because he knew who he was. And he had the backing of his Almighty Father behind him. We as Christians should be able to walk up to somebody that's sick and say, "You be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind every sickness, every disease right now that's trying to come up in your body. And I lose healing and health over you right now in the mighty name of Jesus." And we should see somebody healed just like that, knowing who we are. And we got the backing of Almighty God behind us. That's boldness. Knowing who we are. Taking our rightful position. Being the righteousness of God. Jesus knew. He knew. And he walked this earth just like us. He dealt with stuff just like we do. Those 33 years he walked this earth. You think it was easy for him in the wilderness with the enemy tempting him like that? No, it wasn't. Jesus wasn't sick. I can honestly say, and pastors, anybody, Miss Jim, please correct me. I have never read in the Bible where Jesus even had a runny nose. Amen. I mean, real, seriously, I have never read it. He was around stuff, okay? I'm sure he was around people that had a little runny nose or something. Right, around stuff. Jesus was, I've never read in the Bible where Jesus even had a runny nose. He wasn't sick. I'm just saying, y'all. We can walk in divine health. But we don't receive it because we don't know who we are to the full extent. We got little bits and pieces. Okay. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ephesians 6 and 14, this is the NIV, and I'm coming to an end. "Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place." The breastplate of righteousness is depicting a spiritual protection against the attacks of the enemy. And we've said this before, I know pastors have said it before and others that have taught, there's nothing in the back. All of the armor is here. There's nothing in the back. Because God got our back. Okay? Glory to God. It symbolizes the safeguard of our hearts and our inner being against the influence of sin. The breastplate of righteousness. It's about living a life that characterized by righteousness, which helps to guard against spiritual vulnerability and moral compromise, sin. Let's focus on dwelling on the righteousness of God instead of our past sins that has already been forgiven through the blood of Jesus, as long as you've confessed it. We have to confess them, y'all. We should develop a righteousness conscious, focusing on the truth of being made righteous through faith in Jesus rather than dwelling on our past sins or feelings of guilt. Again, that is the enemy that's doing that. He's speaking to you, maybe showing you stuff. You hear a song and then you think about what you used to do and then you get this guilty feeling. Stop allowing the enemy to do that. It requires renewing of our minds, as I mentioned earlier, to align with God's perspective. And again, embracing the reality of our new identity in Christ. This shift in mindset, y'all, It empowers us to live in freedom from the bondage of sin and to walk confidently in the righteousness that has been bestowed upon us as Christians, followers of Christ. Now, I want everyone, and this is the end, I want everyone to repeat after me. Even the ones out there on YouTube, social media, whatever platform you're watching us on, repeat this. I am the righteousness of God, through Christ. I have the backing of Almighty God, because I am in right standing with Him. I have a good credit report with God, because Jesus, who was made sin so that I can be justified, declared righteous. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that He has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of Him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877, phone 334-520-7538, or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, acionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.